Bethany booked it on says you. yeah, so shout out to Paul and Ian who I'm just recording. I'm gonna open with that point just to politely, you know, forewarn people that, you know, try and maybe it's for the UCD Irish Poetry Archive anyway, and on the Paul and Ian note, Paul and Ian invited me to contribute to that, so at the moment, well, for the past year or so, I've been compiling every single piece of my work, visual art. I'm in NCID at the moment, studying fine art sculpture, and yeah, and every piece of lyric, rap, every poem that I ever wrote is going to be preserved forever, indefinitely, for heritage and culture in Ireland and UCD. So a big thanks to Paul. And similarly, the video footage that will go into it as well, because they have a digital archive also. So shout out to UCD. Bear with me now. I'm going to perform a piece. I'm going to keep on that note, and I'm going to perform my very first piece that I ever wrote, which was a little leaf. I wrote it when I was 9. I'm going to show you a photocopy of the original product. My mother, I wrote it in a copybook, and my mother, Philomena Harrington, who she reared me up in a way where she exposed me to labourers' rights, to unions, to feminism, and that she used to take me to work with her because, you see, I was bored in the creche, you know. I wanted intellectual stimulation even when I was younger than when I wrote that. I mean, that's a halfpenny place compared to where I was before that. Strange, I'm this backwards creature I am. Anyway, little leaf, I just wanted to show it to you there, you know. And the teacher put on a piece of orange paper, and it was put on the front of room 7 when I was in about 4th class. And that was my first publication, my first props, they call it in hip-hop. In the cultural movement of hip-hop, they call respect like that, props. I'm just a little leaf. I'm all worn and torn. I've been used on many pages. I've been copied and drawn. I've been living on the ground for very, very long, sitting here for ages, being crushed on that pages, and at the end of the day, I'm all crumbled away. Yeah. And what's pertinent about Little Leaf 20 years later is that I wrote a sequel 20 years later, right? Long in the tooth, and it's called Nature's Sequel. I'm just gonna grab it. I don't have them compiled in a book yet because I have my hands full. Nature Sequel. I'm not just little leaf. I'm that big offensive branch, that bore, that which claims meekly. And I have boots and a car, and my trunk is beaten and weathered with age, as weary as anyone's, and lovers have bribed their passions by my power. I know all the seasons of emotion. So don't peel away my bark and shake me as if you are autumn aiding my strengthening. Be like the fifth season and influence my growth with your absence. From summer to winter, from summer to winter, to winter and summer. My arteries can sustain me, so why try to uncover my veins if they are not too tangled for you to decipher, but too terribly beautiful for you to bear gazing upon, having dug them to needless exposure. They will repair with burial soil. Hey. Thank you. Did you see the connection? I gotta do this one without the mic because we don't have two mics. So it's better to, I think, have them both for all than one amplify it. Are we all right with the voice as it is? Fakes and manners. There's a genealogy kind of thing going on here, so I'm growing up as I'm telling these pieces, or reciting them rather. It's a narrative is what I mean. I designed the set like a narrative. Raised on an unsteady diet of white bread, aluminium poisoning, hey!
theft misdemeanors ad infinitum petrol siphoning. Disguise our integrity. Postpone passion to other children. Holly Philip for the cracks in our souls, you know where the blood dragon. Sucking solvents are preteen pacifiers. Self-made magician, petrol from blue to yellow. Take the long way home from a small war, all the same, a war zone, too angry to choke on pillow. Not knowing that cooks don't always have to go septic. Abnormalities parallel to functioning when calm is hectic. Not hungering for danger, we didn't know safety. Just hungry, escape through school, tiger hanging on chase me. I'm a chess piece on a draft board, wearing no mask, where I feel like a stranger. Lonely dolly, cereal bowl, cigarette book, passive smoke to fill your heart's chamber. We believe in never, we trust in, don't always say always. We're the common good realists that footsteps fade in school hallways. Fundamental knowledge of energy, the symptom is folded arms. Potential faucet turned to empty, clockwise rotation, open palms. Dodge bench warrants and guard spiritual awakenings like bags under scrotum. Can't fully feel alive unless your heart's racing. Is living easy if living is coping? We crawl right our own minds ajar. Do you know that God neither man nor woman be? Assembling pencil blades for our own faces to scare. Disfigure and barbarian myself lest you approach me. Pump pedals and count the gears left. I can't enjoy my share of jigsaw memories because I'm worried to death. In conjunction with hanging fearlessness on the shelves, in order to function with the fairies and elves and far pardon force causes and fallacies of ourselves. Over the rainbow and beyond the wishing wells, if you break it, you buy anything sells. If the tattle tale tells, tales of fictions for factions, for rows and infraction of the remnants of PVC peace of mind, from which stemmed fake satisfaction. High status starts with nursery rhymes, literary spellings and times tables, pastry low rank courtesy vines, having no digestive tract to swallow fables. An attitude of God repaying me in mercy, try to disallow but my gratitude enables my efforts to be tied to their indifference like cable tied his foot and wrists. Lies instigate hints, cup and fists. Try not to hate or send the perspective of self fear. We are those children, minus the poison, minus the gear. Keep out of the reach of children, still for the danger of suffocation's prominence. We're 14 and one 40-year-olds haven't gone through all you can. In disarray and in danger, no trip for the bed. We're grown cops sleeping upright in boogies instead. Mature fears of idle cut dead parade our heads. Father pushing pram, imitate Goliath wielding steads. Missing child, strawberry blonde, green-eyed, lost on the juice for the cure. Circumcised in the mental, both sides of the watery divide. No guard dogs to use or to lure. Downward looking canines, galaxies not in our vision plane. Chins of concrete dragons seeking look that through Kenny's estate. The sky is our god, it seems believing well. We trust that ye cannot touch. Truest fate full of fighters are we heretics. We want it all, but don't ask for much. The same juvenescence imagery scribed on a female brain, though we couldn't have conceived that she was very the same. The same era projecting and reflecting it in every resonant. Calculating milk teeth, worth the trope for box to settle it. All ahead is pocket money on tips, stock free by a whisker. Forecasts on sunny days, bottom and praise from the mouth of your sister. Dogs chasing cars, turning spike wheels ignite the spark. Our only shooting stars, timeless light years light in the dark. Smoking puts out the ashtray, no need to keep sketch. Hey, don't be wild, one would be redhead, age six, place and best. One of the uncles that brought premises and greed in their heart. Born nemesis like her, buncles with score of screed, then depart. Clever little wise one too, true blue. Stamping feet, ball and fist, morphing the baby face askew. Steady I ever grew, worried I never threw. More shapes or tantrums, was too high of either to do. Thinking dipsos were champions. Class clown in the adult school, down the shamrock pub doing swims. Estimating toilet trips, get us fucked, sucking thumbs. An open book to read others, street sus, chin tucked. Brothers driving hash plants, while the caramel up was brown being cooked. First words of course, learned from the mouth of a nurse. Verbal flowers in a hearse, a squandered youth, could be worse.
Structure a song, would you believe? Little do you know that not being able to structure a song is an asset. Fluidity, no, spontaneity. People are trying to teach themselves spontaneity, but they're no autodidactics. Alright, this is called Born and Bred. The queerest of theories, my alter ego's voice broke. 17, straight edge, but my masculine want to poke. The score, the deal, the sus, the scoop, the lick. Colloquial tone. I'm too good for this prison. My temperamental's getting thick within me. Who can possibly defend me? Little villains with a long have seen like Mark and Mindy. Can't rid myself of this host, in spite of all the TCP I could drink. Frosted shooting, warped bonds, loving to hate rat finks. Violent instigator, shiners, Monday blues. Blackjacks and fruit salads to swallow, I spit you chews. Bleach bars for fast pads, parameters I built. Crass claps for bitchin' brats, no foliage yet to wilt. Jaded pre-period with garnished forearms. Pseudocrine kisses, profiled and lucky charms. Twitching protein for the ink, the needle prick cons. Thrashing rooms just to think, fun pseudonym self-harm. Trading snaps for fingers, rather punches for palms. Derma boom of the pure stream, hell-bound and concrete-bound. Fumeless to homeless, belly ache scorned. Too self-righteous and stubborn to wish I'd never been born, hijacking Barney Carton's elder sister flinching and starting. Eco-socialist protector, punk Lolita never pardoning. Runaway rubbing shoulders, wits of chaos, home sweet home. Begging for a beatbox, yellow grips and chrome. Hide and seek with the old lad to inherit the microphone. A valuable lesson learned, you need to die to survive. 24th of the 5th, 2005. None of the body, no harm to your physical self. Put my ill ways to rest, cashed in on spiritual wealth. So there's a universal plot that kept keeping me on. Not too many share this feeling except for this young one. Miscellaneous, rarity, not many around. She asked who you were scared to be, once lost, now found. Dwelling inside me, I realized to him. She sits next to the resident opposite sex twin, TM and Miss E. Personal nicknames for scales. Maintain train of thought when their creator derails. Power combined, they negotiate on where I'm supposed to be. More often decline boats from my weight, once blind now see. Only two shadows, one to guide the other to haunt. The shadow of a person in the miscellany middle of the front. My facade wasn't too difficult to tame. The challenge still resided in an attempt to numb pain or maintain. This hip-hop Shiva fed and swallowed me whole. Infatuated, the fixation had me bought and sold. Put the end of his misery in one fell breath. Or rhyme at the moon, let you hell him, soul himself to death. Look at you yourself and then you adopted a different method. You took issue with how your attitude had brewed wretched. That you reflected, your sense of self was resurrected. Divine inspiration waited and then indigested. And memories are no longer treats, thank you. I was growing pains in the darkness to know the pleasure of the light. Choosing to go out of control is a form of control. A boycott for self-preservation and moral advocacy. Ask my heart to give my mind a straight answer and tell my ego to quench my soul. Smacking pursuit, deceit dependable, Christ adjusted, torment susceptible. No prize of winning, little leaves last longest. Eat your hat, expect abundantly. Chew the cud, wood and the will. Regular spontaneity. State the obvious, don't live it. Trick the jester into true foolishness. Kiss mathematically, bruise fondling. From splinter to blood brother, the sweetest tether.
Thanks very much. I'm going to read this for me now, so if, you know, the way I designed it now. Oh, by the way, that song called Born and Bred is perfectly in a resonance with my name. I called myself temperamental when I was 14, and that's when I began to recognise how, well, how the structure of word on page was important as well, and even in the title, in wordplay, in hip-hop. Playing with words and how they look. So I use a hyphen. I didn't say it like temperamental, like Damien Dempsey, temperamental. I wanted it to be temper hyphen mental. And it was important, I realised years later when I had a psyche change, that the reason why I wanted that division between the two words was because the words corresponded with temper, meaning my temperament or my emotions, and mental, as in my psyche or my mentality. So I felt that there was a division between them. Temperamental miscellaneous, the 14-inch journey from the head to the heart. So it took a good few years for me to complete that journey. And here I am, and I think I'm on the road now. But as I say, then when I was 19, I had another psyche change. I'm very blessed. I live a charmed life to have all these psyche changes, you know. My mind is ajar, as Bill Hicks would say. And the door is ajar. So yeah, then I called myself miscellaneous, and people used to say to me, well, you know, temperamental miscellaneous is a bit of the mouthful, why don't we just keep miscellaneous, you know, keep it succinct. Everyone's always telling me, keep it succinct, you know, make it short and sharp, you know. I said, well, we're not boxing, you know what I'm saying, it's words. I don't want to treat people like, you know, I want to give them the intellectual spin on things, yeah? Because I know you can take it. So anyway, I said, well, it's not a bad taste in my mouth, and I'm well able to handle it myself, so why won't the people like it? Temperamental, I can't leave it behind, because it's she, they, he, it brought me to where I am. So miscellaneous is the addition anyway. Miscellaneous, well, my birth name is Elaine, so there you go. Long story short, TMM, there's an acronym, TMM.
Hey!
From your ma. I wrote this ages ago. I never, when did I write it? 2007 or 2008. I didn't recite it for a long time. It's called She Built Me a Sky. My mother conquered seas of grief. It filled her days with rain. She clutched a somewhat frail belief. She crumbled under pain. Comprised of words and thoughts and bloods, it seems like any other. I don't deserve, I surely can't, this priceless gift, my mother. She and I, we share one face, poor details etched more clear. She buried smiles for miles and miles, let mine stretch ear to ear. When she had childish thoughts like mine, a clean white sheet to fill, she began to build a sky constructed of her will. Planting all the strongest seeds, gladness fills my heart. The blue sky you painted allows clouds of my mind to part. And another one then I wrote 2 or 3 years after that, which is, you know, part of it is reflective of my mother as well, Philomena. Why are you sighing? Why? Because why? Cause loss. Of what? Of nothing. Would you all not crave something? I know. Do you? I choose choice. Choose you. I've got none. I'm stuck. But in one is luck. My stars, look, they've known. Mine outshine the sun, but are humbled to death. So they extinguish by breath, ignite with a prayer, uncover a lair. Share my heat with you. You choose to be blue. With respect, I climb the ladder of time. I focus my heart on abstractions of earth. Reach you to me. Take mine eyes to see. Lend me your strength. Repay with intent. Happiness frail, my jailer's in jail. Own them my bones, disown my poems. Rejection of part, flat on my heart. Investigate a plan, what songs I've not sung. A melodious sorrow, quickly come tomorrow, so I can rise in you, understand you, and decipher life. You are the moon, your eyes are in bloom. They cut like a knife. Reveal them to God, make him recreate the fleshes of fraud, may he fresh deviate. Will eyes to smile, the mouth always will wander. You visit a while, and my eyes seek no longer. I'm a transparent child, my pictures all fade. In the light my body grew, inwardly stunted in the shade. Hands too cold to hold grip, plans too bold to mould thick. Expeditions through growing pains, destinations bound with the locks and chains. Aspire towards your dreams on your unrelenting journey. Empty my own hopes out so that I may have space. I never love another so another can't hurt me. Rely on the physical, I can never lose face. Remember the hurt, set the joy abound. Harbouring the precious fuel, escape, run round. Time's up, future's arrival. Tomorrow's always nigh. A comfortable laugh is 2 tears short of a sigh. Grief stole your mind's eye. Preoccupied mind, diversion. A knot loose of a family tie. Polluted ideas, submersion.
Not blind like words, words don't let me down. Gaze upon me like blood pours, thee tours my creviced heart's frown. Kill the flame that burns and pains, dispose balance and feign weight. Over such design, my wise tongue reigns. All my father's claim, I am the gate. Conscientious of the glass, not referring to the sand. Vacancy, not depth in abyss, killed by my own hand.
Thanks very much.
Violent witness. Doing this one out because it's like there's a Greek mythological character which I would refer to as Philomela, I believe it's pronounced. Sounds a little bit like Philomena. I always say Philomena because my mom doesn't really like her name. She calls herself Phil and Philly and what have you not got, but Philomena, like Philomela. Sister, sold yours, what's mine is yours. Sacrificial product of wound, the occult's doom, only wars. Tender breast, rise, fall, perpetuate, calm. Feminine, fooling, poking, joking's apt to provoke harm. Divinity, promiscuity versus virginity. She, tapestries, tight, a bark of a bite, fight intimately. Lunar, psyche, Venus, synchronicity, rural humility, coupled with female fertility. Endometrium soon shed, Elysium moon bled. Contemptible prowess from the cradle to the bed. Virgo stands still a blush, balancing justice. Revived Salmachus, measure with a gender abacus. Philomela et revenge, it needs be most. Don't need ladies, force practice being self-copious. Philomela was raped by her brother-in-law and she had her tongue cut out, and she's the one who made the tapestry to tell the story. So that's what I mean by Philomela-esque revenge if needs be must. I'm taking the luxury of reading from the page. I hope you'll bear with me. Are you bearing with me, yeah?
Yeah!
This is called Motherless Sons. Degradation is their own demise. Condemnation on the rise. Relationship wise. Can't excrete or delete love. Waste despite your despise. The heart digests what's consumed by the eyes. And the brain takes it in, the necessary consumption in tunnels, the maneuver to remove the glass shard lung from your throat deep. Immortal sin. Who will pacify the soother if you are not bought, you are reeled in? Blind to realize you're transmitting that very poison through thy lips still warm. Some venom yet doth hang on them. Drunk all and left no friendly drop to help me after. Dissembling rat, think, fraternalistic bastard. Plaster of Paris mentality, disposable emotion, bearing a thwarted soul, shallow as the ocean. Alien one, not man, mouse, beast or bacteria, not even animal instinct, but punished by your feelings, reigning superior, seemingly inferior. Who's pulling who? Putting wool over eyes, beneath the sheets, when lightning strikes, it gives rise to purpose, then the thunder defeats. Infect your mother and sister by the same hatred. Spread the disease to other men bearing the symptoms proud and naked. My name knows no pleasure on your loose tongue strangled, but worse is love an appetizer and phallic rigor mortis domain into course. Wide O, red hot, spilling out each entity's orifice. Poison rots, feel its grip. Join the dots, seal your lips. Prudence is of the purest respect. Respect for self. The priceless quality, not of narcissists, let that selfless mirror deflect. Look down your snout, your vision won't license a view to see beyond inquisitive. Here, take my spare coxcomb, cut off despite your face, save sticking others' business. You're the disloyal one, your promiscuity's what you call fun. Your self-worth and dignity is the only thing that gets done. Me and you, we're not of the same territorial origin. Thievery on the benefit of doubt, speaking formally, you glorify sin. A term used to accurately denote one getting swindled. Inappropriate to be matched to a romantic flame being kindled. Is it primary knowledge that bids you make your definition of a principle? My lowest ethical fiber towers above your highest inadequate pinnacle.
I realize my opposition to exploitation. Watch, I'm thought and said to be cynical. To be seen, not heard, remain voiceless, speak not, cast me to my former brother, for I am criminal. Study Cupid's psyche, no long-winded mathematician's tutorial, one track, indivisible. If a man wears a plasma intrigue of the woman's mind, he must be crooked, or is gender equality permissible? Get some manners, the ironic calculation of blasphemy in the same breath. I'm poxed by paradoxy, one without the other, she feels bereft. Who are you meeting today? My duplicitous nature, by futile time while my chrysalis will mature. My alter ego is as humble as in ourself. The perpetrator is the prey when he feels what the sinner felt. Neo-feminism, I'm aware, is a variation of oppression still. No dominatrix can subject you to testicle compression as nature will. There's no pill for your ill. Nancy sponging and spilling a grave for the truth to spill. Female freedom on white male power conditions. A tarpon of discrimination, impregnating my mind with your shallow expression of thought, sweat of aggression, and I'll happily abort. Ectopic pregnancy, your fetal self grow against the womb. Remain locked inside, immaculate in conception, doomed to the inn with no room. Shall I fresh barely tear you from my mind's uterus if you're drowning anyway? Neck depth, thrash fecal, penalty for frowning upon the canopy. You never want to live, you hate me. As a result, the same will wane. We eat from the same hand, choke force, fed morsel, chewing shame. How a pie tastes bitter, doesn't it? Mingles, no deserve it is no more. The truth holds for when your own is revealing and sickening to the core.
Close, yeah, because Paul was saying 20 to 40 minutes. What do you think?
Yeah.
I have this vinyl which was produced by a sonic architect in London called Stano. He's doing a couple of shows at the moment, and yeah, so that's it if you want. I only have 45 left. I got 300 pressed on. Paul Amin was the person who launched that for me. Thanks a lot.
Oh yeah, thank you for everything in that month.
A hungry feeling came on me stealing, and the mice they were squealing in my prison cell. And the outright angle, it went jingle jangle along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Brendan Green gets the last word. The Gorgers.
Songs and stories, negligence designed, the parching bones of heroes and marrow dust refined, the novelist of shells set adrift on foam that knows not where it's from, so it burrows our home, set as its own. Gerda Shia Kana obsolete as a kind lemachunga, gauge a huge ages plant in size as in Tamale. Take respect for us and our global mongrel breed. There's that spill where the Irish blood bleeds free. Strange blend of proof, fellow, shyness, pride, conceit. Care before the horse abolish I after eight. Ireland versus Aaron, bring it back to back in a day. God conceives all worship within hedges for there to pray. Illegalized skill and teaching, banish the native tongue. Trading our heaven sex for souls through emigration. Our motherland's miscarriage for green fields, orphans, enslaved with abomination like our black brothers auctioned. Heritage reclaimed, flag embers, the wearing of the green. Protest the rest from all our habits turned back in. The idea of arming up heavy backers with a gun, the pneumonia-induced cell mortars can never be undone. Based on songs and stories, negligence design, the parching bones of heroes, marrow dust refined. The noblest of shelves set adrift on foam that knows no where it's from, but borrows our home, still is its own. Ring a ring a roses. As the lines decline, I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times.
Good
not resist, but you'll find my name carved on unforgiving wood. I'd shake the monarch's hand with my very soul if I could. Rested my head where the boys did, three squares in a cot homestead. Never with their hearts of Killeeny man's bone and fed, to be fed up and to accept that lot. The Irish spirit cannot be quelled, their eyes guide to where revolution starts off. Leave up as the right row, I heard Bald Donnelly from Trap 12. The cesspool is a breeding ground for right powers to meld. The big fella plucked my cheek in my Irish sea cold brim. Still mistaken doves for thick mans with extra feathers to brim. Smack the spit out of your god, set you against one another. Create imaginary divisions, making enemies out of your brothers. Have you bed, bar, and rod, deviate, dive, duck, and dodge. Up the dope which fits the grip, you have a con, sticks with it, nod. Yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, half empty. Beg your pardon, rolls off our tongues, hence so is plenty.
Ring a ring a rosy, as the lights decline, I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. And in on the hustle, ready to work tomorrow, or drive echoes down a roadmap and sing songs of suicide. Turning grand labourers for mediocre bills, if all believe in copy numbers, where the kiss of life kills. Where the war of course tomorrow, we are never surprised. Where are the bondages, where the struggles and wounded eyes. Where provocation is sincerity, where duty is regret. Where climbing is staying level, fair is you'll take what you get. Where monkeys provoke tigers, custody is safe haven. Fingers don't point though, we're blame in spite of being heavy laden. Where common scholars are born, where humble heroes lived. Where mothers raised country naturally knowing how to belong. Where alcoholic tots are teething, our simmering the gates of their seething. Where our people are exploited for leading the tyrant breed. Based on songs and stories, negligence designed, the perishing bones of heroes and marrow dust refined, the noblest of shells set adrift on bone that knows not where it's from, so it borrows our homestead as its own.
Thank you. That one is called Boogie Donna. Yeah, I suppose it is kind of supposed to be satirical because, you know, I come from a working class place. From homeless to fumeless, from fumeless to homeless, belly ache scorn. So when I refer to that in bone and blood, I'm talking about where I'm coming from, and then in spite of coming from that, I still, like, I mean, how can you go from the frying pan back into the frying pan and then the fire back into the frying pan, you know? But I mean, somehow it's made me cultured. In one bracket, you know? Yeah. But I extended the brackets. Greg, I'd like to do a love poem because, like, someone asked me, I'm working with young people at the moment, variety of people rather, but predominantly young people with intellectual disabilities in music matters in Dublin. And one of the young girls asked me, well, what do you write about, Elaine? How can it might inspire me? I says, well, you know, everyone's an individual writer. Well, I write a lot about God, you know, and I know that God is a bad taste and it sticks on people's palates and all, but I mean, I'm just not pedantic. I don't pay heed. Well, I guess I am pedantic and I am not, and that God is I like the expression and I talk a lot about God in my works. I don't really notice that, did you at all?
No.
Okay, very ambiguous. See, you know, I don't want to lose some of my audience by mentioning God, you know. That's terrible. But anyway, so, yeah, and I talk about love, like, so love of God and the world and people and self, and I also talk about pain as well, you know. So I want to do a love one, so I'll finish on the love one, perhaps.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
Go, Wars! Alright, let me see. More will be revealed.
Another acronym, HERO, heightened emotions, revealing openness, honesty, evaluating, relinquishing opposites. Now your turn. Heightened emotions, revealing openness, honesty, evaluating, relinquishing opposites. HERO, twice, H-E-R-O. You know the hero is a female, actually, in more Greek mythology. Leander, Hera used to hold a lantern, so Leander would swim across her lover to meet her. And one time then he drowned and she threw herself off the cliff. And so one of my lyrics, I didn't perform it, I actually wrote it for 2014 International Women's Day, and I think I can quote myself at this stage of the game. tired of heroes throwing herself off the cliff because Leander drowned. That was what the line was a bit like, you know. It was a big, big crescendo kind of piece. Some say on cloud, it's abolish ESS, it's called. Abolish ESS. If she's a beauty sprung from the roots of Eden, more so plucked from the goddess Aphrodite's rose petal, he must be a feather loosened from Archangel Michael's wing when with vigor he cast into hell the devil. Mind your hand, eagerly, artfully, rummaging through, surreptitiously, my intimately, loving every second. Move me, mesmerizingly, maximizing my momentum momentarily. Never overestimate the hope in nice guys. Nothing lasts forever, cliche posing as wise. And whisper something incomprehensible. Chalk it off with something senseless and dull. Waxes the rhyme or pushes to pull. Keep and get high, opponent new in body language. Clear as constellations in Mars sky. Tomorrow the moon I can manage. Within compulsive hope and faith lies an unlocal self. Destiny chasing, dream pursuit, praise and device of stealth. Illusion of terminal uniqueness it glaze. What may be written in stone, don't conform or condone to what the heart says. Non-compliance, iridescent nonchalance, self-reliance, transparent indifference. Earthly passions are impermanent, inward reflection makes it visible. Purely rational, an endurance test, but the cosmos and shook mind are rendered all this visible. Where is a Leonine companion fit synchronistically in the realm. In the physical domain, he'd melt strong hearts with the swipe of a paw to overwhelm or otherwise to tame. And his mind is the unknown tapestry of the collected cosmic thread. He can bear the burden of the world's weight on his atlas mocking shoulders and then again reconstruct it right inside his head. A voice melodic about the world's harmonic. Speak it over one another, we can make it catatonic. Disturbing sonic waves, hourly chronic. Deceleration of the pain means revenge is demonic. Secluded like islands, born outside the social room, ectopic, hard working like hydroponics, not weather worn by whether it's thoughts or lyrical topics. It's rampant and I caught it. Let me render a clinical synopsis. Yeah, no dory residue, but the properties of propolis. Collaborative effort and combined powers, competence, love, respect, and dignity. So mind your proboscis. Good morning, life, sun, mind's own horizon, encased in flames engulfed. So what after breath take? Consume my mentality. Resume combustion with flammability. Utilize less, makes you loose, cess, and use your senses to assume my analogies. Don't ever ask me the time after you've handled me, hence my art is robust, his fairness deserved of the utmost trust, blonde caress with the unreserved lust, corporal fondness for a four-letter sus, cross the bars, so ecliptic lines create a plus, heroically armored with attractive genius. Takes resin from your elixir, if she's not broken, don't fix her, if she's not broken, don't break her to repair her, she's not a jigsaw. She hit it well when she was well raw, stood still with skill when she wanted to, rid that flaw, paralyzed her, a rack of fear, only speaking to a non-conforming ear, soup of moon. And get me ebbed. Inoculated by a lunar fix, pop a blue pine, get to bed. Torn Venusian's vision red. Inoculated to much more sooner. Root home, confiscating the past from the future. Heart aches and pains, Cupid's arrow and flames. Where insecurity conventionally plunders, here sanity reigns.
Magic
app at the same God in the same breath, will be. Anyway, this is from me, granddad. Keep it on the straight and narrow. A tone, a melody, a rhythm, not just a language my heart only knows. Aaron, Fado, Fado. Stories of long ago.
prayers in the wind, carried like secrets in our eyes. Oh, we dare not utter truth, the utmost treasure of our isle. A half-mast pride, no emblem to conceal or clutch within our father's hands. Measuring our stallions by his palms, still our hero's hooves tread on these lands. White lily red, sing to meet your scent, cheek of rose glow. Not just our rivers running free, it was our tears salted the sea. Thanks very much, I just come tonight, I'm very proud, my man. Give it up for himself. Hey, Spiggy, listen to me. Dream of dreams rising from mystery. History, Celtic mythology. Tell me in real life, wise as your emerald iris. The world celebrates our Irish Dionysus. Grimshgadam and Adam and Donner ascent. Spirit of the kind that broke him but bent. A jigger, a reel, dance our rhythm straight. We reach here and now God grant us patience. Our magic apology cushion our fall. How shall we rise up if we can't stand at all? Scuttered in the gold of a fawn on the stairs. Bearing order for Paddy, locked in and out of the bears. Drunk in the sorrowly fit the Mamadon. Blame and condemn the island you're born upon. Blimey stone, hope vast as our freckles. Ireland's treasures are hidden beneath pockets and shekels. Coffins and hustles on bare local rage. A book of scores, inmates care of affiliation on stone page. Johnny come over, son of the clever. Run towards head on the clover, but with not for a bonnet. Ready? Yep!
Yeah.